Another day, another town, another croaky voiced morning as I wake up from a deep, deep slumber. As soon as my head hit the pillow last night, I was out. Till literally probably 30 seconds ago. Is it sad that the first thing I do is reach for a recording device? I think the rules are you do not try and do anything clever or make a decision for at least 10 minutes after waking up. Something to do with your brain not being in gear. So this is, I guess, audio booing without a safety belt. Just open the curtains. It's beautiful outside. I'm looking upon Birmingham office blocks and hotels and two massive satellite dishes and a car park and some guy standing around on his own in the car park smoking, probably looking up at my window. I should probably get out of sight because I've just crawled out of bed. Yesterday was pretty good day, the Media 140. It was great to see lots of people that I knew of but have never met. It was great to be asked to sit on a panel. Although I'm sure I was asked to sit on a panel when only five people had signed up for the conference. And now it was kind of a massive event. To a certain extent, I think I felt a little bit out of place. More than anything, I felt pretty not with it, pretty unconscious up there. I was going to pass out on the table. It had been quite a long day. We were last speakers up, and it's always a hike getting down to London for me, especially after having this cold for a few days. It was just a bit, I need more coffee, and you can't survive on coffee alone. You will burn yourself out. Although I will be hopefully surviving on coffee today. I'm back in Birmingham this time for Ambition event, Arts Council, talking interwebs, talking social media. We're at the Birmingham Hippodrome, and I've got to do two participation sessions, which I'm getting to really enjoy. It's good fun. I've been getting some really good responses. I've been slightly changing my presentation every time, sometimes customising it, sometimes just adding on more relevant recent data, which I guess is the same as customising. And hotels are starting to look very similar, and you don't get to see very much of them at all. I've got two double beds in this room, which is a bit of a luxury. More plug sockets than normal, which is always nice. And, providing you've got a shower. I never use the kettle, because they always give you sachets of Kenko and then UHT milk in little tubs. Don't really see the point. Never steal anything from these places, because they have industrial size containers of soap on the wall, so there's no point. Is my voice waking up yet?
La la!
Not really. Wash, brekkie, pack, or wash, pack, brekkie, out of ear. Who knows? These are the decisions I have to make in the morning. And which one of three t-shirts to wear. Hope everybody's fine and dandy where they are. Whether they are looking out upon a cityscape in Britain's second largest city. Or they are looking out on a beautiful countryside scene about to take their dog for a walk maybe. Which is what I'd normally be doing. Which hopefully I'll be doing tomorrow. And the next day and the next day. 3 days off. Woohoo! Fantastic.